Some development activists take a dim view of the economic giants who attend the World Economic Forum meetings and the decisions they make. MP Giose chairs the debt relief group Jubilee South Africa.
They do work that is completely against the interests of grassroots communities and social classes, ordinary people.
Giose says the WEF is committed to free trade, which he says for the developing world means a penetration of local markets by large northern corporations. He and others say the WEF and its members do little to reach down to the grassroots. World Economic Forum leaders see things differently. WEF officials stress that the group is not a development agency, but it is sponsoring several efforts, including pilot projects, to help advance development in Africa and around the world. Lisa Dreyer, who works on public-private partnerships for the WEF, says the organization today is a coalition not only of businesses and governments, but also of NGOs and other development-oriented groups. Together, they work to exchange ideas and, at times, to sponsor projects that, if successful, can be duplicated in a number of developing areas around the world. For example, Dreyer says in 2006, a group of forum member companies met with Kofi Annan, then the Secretary General of the United Nations, to discuss how business could help reduce hunger in Africa. The result was the formation of the Business Alliance Against Chronic Hunger. It operates in countries around the world, including Kenya, where a group of 20 locally based companies and organizations are working on a pilot project to increase food production and incomes. The alliance is based in Siaya, a district in Nyanza province with about 500,000 residents who often suffer from seasonal hunger. Dreyer says they have been working to strengthen food production, from farming to processing and retail, for staple crops like maize and beans, as well as export crops.
A couple of examples of what these companies are doing is expanding the retail distribution networks for agricultural inputs. So that means basically helping small shops and small kiosks sell low-cost seeds and fertilizers to farmers and even help to train them how to use those things so that they can improve their production of maize to feed their families. Often you'll have a little shop out in the middle of nowhere that isn't able to take out a loan to buy the supplies it needs from a big company. And so if you have intermediary partner organizations in there, such as the Rockefeller Foundation or NGOs such as Agmark, they can provide a credit guarantee to this small shop to buy the supplies they need and then develop a business relationship with that company and distribute the goods to local farmers. But then they also help to establish new distributors and new shops through training and business financing.
With greater use of fertilizers and seeds, farmers can increase their maize production dramatically. Other companies linked to the project are working with local farmers to create high-value products like honey, spices, and fresh vegetables, establish business relationships with small-scale retailers, and support women's groups packaging and selling newly fortified foods. The World Economic Forum also has projects linked to developing electricity and water sources in Africa. Dominique Waré is the WEF's Director of Environmental Initiatives. He says in Africa and other parts of the developing world, there's not enough public money available to supply enough water to meet the needs of people and economic growth without enlisting help from the private sector. He says there is the potential to develop more creative forms of private-public partnerships. He says what the WEF provides is a way for these partners to come together and develop a plan. That's exactly what it has done with several projects in South Africa, including a water initiative near the town of Burgersfort in the dry but mineral-rich Limpopo region. Waré says the provincial government there has made the development of mining a key part of its economic development plan for the region, which along with the community of workers working in the industry would require a lot of water. He describes the problem faced by the mining company and the local government.
Unless there's a smart piece of integrated planning with government, will go ahead, but they'll be forced to build their own water infrastructure to service the mine. And a rule of thumb is it takes about a ton of water to process a ton of rock from a mine. And you can get about 250,000 tons of rock out of an average-sized mine a month. So there's a lot of water. But just down the road, you'll have a community which may well grow because of the mine, which will need water services, sanitation, clean water, that kind of thing, which is in the domain of the public sector to supply. Now, if one could kind of broker from the outset a pretty smart project that uses water from the resource base in this very dry area, perhaps provides it to the town, and then that grey water can be used by the mine, then you're not kind of getting two packets of water out of the ground. You're just using one packet in a pretty smart way. And if you're even smarter, it could go from the mine through a processing plant and be clean and back to the town.
The idea became a reality. The World Economic Forum brought together all stakeholders in the effort and helped broker a deal between private and public sectors, government agencies, and banks. The project, which will be completed in a few years, will bring clean water to 150,000 people, including 105,000 below the poverty line. Many of them are now using boreholes and manual pumps. A similar effort aimed at bringing together public and private sectors is expected to provide sustainable electricity to the continent. Christoph Frey is the WEF's Director of Energy Industries. In Lesotho, he says the WEF helped pull together a project among three companies, the African Development Bank, and the government. The project will cost nearly $3 million and will bring electricity to 1,800 households using both hydro and solar energy. The World Economic Forum is currently in negotiations to help bring electricity to more than 10,000 households in the Kembenseke district of the Democratic Republic of the Congo at a cost of about $13 million.
We have actually delivered the concept. We have developed the concept for an electrification. Now we are in negotiation with the government, with the local utility. Remember, we never can do that alone. We need the buy-in of the local utility, and we are in the process of trying and get their agreement to move this project ahead.
Supporters of the World Economic Forum say the projects are an example of what the group does best, that is, bringing together those with the financial resources, the know-how, and above all the interest in development issues, and encouraging them to talk. The result often shows that one of the most efficient ways of spurring development today is bringing together the public and private sectors. Supporters say neither one can do it alone, and projects sponsored by the WEF show what can be done by working together. I'm William Eagle in Washington.